A woman who is one of around 200 Ukrainian refugees being moved from a Dublin hotel to Cork today fears that the move will be devastating for her son, who has autism. Oksana Kopernik and her sons Milan, who's 3, and Igor, who's 10, have been in a hotel in Clondalkin since the end of March after fleeing their home in Dnipro in eastern Ukraine. RTE's Primetime reported last week that the 200 people had received letters on behalf of the government informing them that they would be moved to Cork, Donegal and Limerick. Oksana was told on Friday that her family is being relocated to accommodation at the Trebolgan Holiday Centre in Cork. Her son Igor has been attending an additional needs class in St Joseph's Boys National School in Clondalkin. His mum says he has made excellent progress and she worries that that will be lost if the family is forced to move. Well, last night our reporter Angus Cox visited them in their hotel room in Clondalkin. Oksana's friend Breed Higgins Ní Conaidhe helped with translation and Oksana began by talking about finding a school for Igor in the area.
We go to school. A very wonderful school.
How far away is the school?
Now we walk in 25 minutes, but I don't care. I walk 1 hour, 30 minutes. Yeah. We only stay this school. Они нашли подход к ребенку.
They found a way to communicate with Igor and how to educate him. They even begun to integrate him into the mainstream classes.
If you, we will leave. It's very bad for Igor because this is very stress for him. I'm afraid. Если он начнет замыкаться опять в себе
будет
и не выходить на контакт с другими людьми и детьми, это
сколько
будет очень сложно для него.
She's very worried that he will have a regression and that he, if he goes into himself,
я вопрос на английском.
His ability to communicate with other people is really compromised. And he was non-verbal until he was 6, and so it's really important for him to keep up his communication that he's established now. Oksana's saying that for a child like Igor, he has very, very gradual improvements, but each one is very hard won. And a setback like this could really throw him back, and he may not be very difficult for him to recover from it. And in the last 4 months, he's been doing so well, and she's worried that all of that will be destroyed now.
What's life been like outside of the school? Because you live in a hotel room with your 2 children and one of whom has additional needs.
Yes, it's very difficult.
If Igor is having a bad day, what does that look like?
He is crying, he cried and shouts. His screams and crying, his meltdown. His hysterics, and sometimes he can be very physical, aggressive.
Have you noticed since he's been in the school here, his behavior is much better?
Yes. He become more relaxed. Last 4 months, it's very good for him.
Before the war, when you lived in Dnipro, Igor was going to school there.
Yes.
Did he have special supports there for autism?
Yes. Special support. Yes. Have a special teacher.
It's Sunday night now. You found out that tomorrow morning on Monday you have to leave Clondalkin and you have to go to Trebolgan in Cork.
I know this place. I know. This wonderful place, it's very beautiful, but it doesn't nothing for Igor, not school, not hospital, not kindergarten for my young son, not bus, train. We lost everything we had, and I don't know, we lost this school. I'm worried if you lose the school, everything we have achieved will be gone.
What sort of reaction have you received since coming to Ireland?
I very appreciate it, all these people Ireland, because very kind people, very friendly, very caring people, and I very appreciate it. I know difficult situation with house for Ukrainian people, I know, but I please help you.
Would you like to go home?
Yes, I hope it's war finish, Ukrainian victory. Yesterday it's a very big blast near my house in the area where I live. Now I can't come home.
Our thanks to Oksana Kopernik for talking to us in her hotel room in Clondalkin last night. She is told that she is moving to Cork with her two boys today. Well, we asked for a statement from the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth. They sent us one. They say, as a result of current constraints on temporary accommodation, it is necessary for the department to transfer beneficiaries of temporary protection to other accommodation as and when it becomes available. And they say that they are working to make this move as easy and efficient as possible. Well, we are joined now by Jennifer Whitmore, who is the Social Democrat spokesperson on children, and she's TD for Wicklow as well. Jennifer Whitmore, what is your reaction to what you've heard there from Oksana and indeed the statement from the department?
Good morning, Audrey. Yeah, I think from listening to Oksana this morning tell her story and Igor's story as well, they are obviously in a very difficult situation. They've had a very traumatic number of months. Igor has seemed to have been progressing and doing well in the accommodation and in the school and with the supports that they're getting. And I think the fact that they're being moved and being moved at such short notice is just going to create more trauma, I think, for Igor. And I can understand Oksana's concerns that this will actually mean that, you know, that he will regress in his education and I suppose his levels of security. Listening to the response from the department, I think it's disappointing. I think everyone acknowledges the difficult task that the department has in relation to finding accommodation for such large numbers of people. But I do think that they need to be both children and trauma-led in this process. And I think it will be really important for them at this stage to identify and prioritise those particularly vulnerable families such as Oksana's and to set up additional supports for them. And really, when, you know, in instances where they do have to move a large number of people to different parts of the country, that actually those vulnerable families, that there's extra efforts made to find them accommodation where they are so that they continue to remain in the community that they've made, you know, continue in schools, continue in work, things like that. So I think that would be really important.
Would they be right to be worried about even getting a place in an additional needs class in Cork?
Yeah, I think, look, finding places in additional needs classes is always very difficult. And there, you know, therefore, you know, you would share those concerns. But I think as well, there will be an impact on Igor from just simply moving him. You know, children with additional needs, they need security, they need certainty. And I think a move like that would be very, very difficult for him. So I think, you know, even if he was to go down and get into a, you know, an excellent school down there, I think even that move itself would be very difficult. So I think that, you know, what should be happening is actually the department should be working with these families to find out what is best for those children. And I think it would appear in you know, from listening to Oksana, that the best thing would be for them to remain where they are. And I think what the department needs to do is again, just look to see whether they can source accommodation in the area. I know there is a group that's actually helping at the moment, trying to source that accommodation. But I do think that, you know, there should be a responsibility on the department to find accommodation within the area.
They're in effect being told that they have to leave to make way for other people who are coming seeking international protection. Does that make sense to you, or should the new arrivals go elsewhere perhaps?
Yeah, so I suppose I have a couple of concerns with the process. First is how quickly all this happens, because even if, you know, even if you're not a particularly vulnerable family, I think to be told, you know, 1 week that you're going to be moving the next week is not, it's not ideal. It's not good practice, because, you know, people have actually put down roots and they have built community around them. And, you know, to get a week's notice about moving, you know, I think that that notice period should be extended. In relation to moving in order to enable other people or other asylum seekers in. I'm not sure what the exact situation is in Clondalkin, but I know when that happened, a similar situation happened recently down in Kerry. What we saw was that there was a group of Ukrainians were being moved, I think to Westport it was, and at the time the department said there was absolutely no other accommodation in place. But then, you know, the minister from education intervened and apparently found it. Accommodation. So I think there needs to be questions as to why people are being moved, whether it's the best thing for both those people and for the new entrants. You know, we've obviously seen over the last couple of weeks. But there's a lot of community concerns about infrastructure and supports and things being in place in these communities. So I think there's a lot of things that need to be taken into consideration before groups are moved. And I think, you know, certainly it needs to be done in a very considered fashion. And I'm not sure if that's there at the moment.
OK, thank you very much indeed. Jennifer Whitmore, Social Democrat spokesperson for children and TD for Wicklow. It's 8:25.